feeling unworthy and giving up. Lots of reasons to give up, and of course it's one of the challenges in life when you hit difficulties, not to give up, not to get despondent and give up on a positive plan for our life. And of course, that's a time when family, friends, and monks and gurus are all helpful to help us not go through that natural reaction, which we would go through if we were alone. If we were alone, we'd just give up. But it's times like that, when everything went wrong or when we're in a state of negativity, that we really need other people. So a pattern of the soul is to go along performing deeds which are to one degree or another selfish and adharmic without the least sense of regret, kind of stuck in actions that aren't right. But we're convinced it's just fine until one day there's a switch in our consciousness. All of a sudden, what we were doing, which seemed perfectly okay, now seems terrible. And we feel badly. I edited myself there. We feel badly. We are bad. No, we feel badly. We're not bad. Anyway, so we're weighted down by this heavy subconscious feeling. We were going along fine, doing these little things that were wrong and no problem. All of a sudden, we say, these things are wrong. I feel terrible. I'm a terrible person. Everyone else is so pure, and here I am so impure. Everyone else is so worthy, here I am so unworthy. And we end up in this state of mind, which is a reaction, a natural and a healthy reaction. It's our conscience coming through. Okay, that's good. But what's the problem? Well, the false concept is we should stay in the mud. You know, here we are. We're falling into the mud of despair and unworthiness. And the false concept is, well, we should stay there because I'm a bad person. I am bad. I am unworthy. So that's very distinct from I have done bad things, I have done unworthy things. So the two are not the same. Because when we say I am the bad person, I am the unworthy person, it sounds like it's unchangeable. We're stuck forever in this condition. It's hopeless. So that's the false concept. So the quote we read on Darshana had a beautiful statement at the end, which I'll repeat. In the Orient, whenever the cloud of despair covers the soul of a devotee, the darshan of a guru is sought. Whenever it becomes difficult to meditate, his grace is hoped for to lift the veil of delusion and release awareness from the darker areas of mind to soar within. So that's the point. That's the correct attitude. We go along, we do something that's not quite right to one degree or another. We react. We say, I've done the wrong thing. And the correct attitude is to pull ourselves out of that reaction, to purify the mind, to do some penance, to make up for the misdeeds in appropriate ways and move on, not get stuck there. So for monastics, the Saivite Shastras gives a very specific pattern to accomplish this, which is the giving of tapas. So I'll read from the Saivite Shastras. Each one given tapas, or maha tapas, with no explanation or reason, therefore look directly at his worldliness and inwardly and up at the glorious holy feet of Shiva for release. When the grace of release was attained, tapas was lifted. He redyed his orange robe and came forth in the brilliancy of the noonday sun. So the point of that quote is not that he stays on tapas forever, right? Doesn't say that. When When the grace of release was attained, tapas was lifted. So, the blessings, the darshana, we're talking about the guru or the deity, when through grace we clear up this condition, it's gone, and we move on. That's the point. The point is, we're not supposed to sit in this mud puddle, in the mud, forever. We're supposed to pull ourselves out of it through some spiritual practices and move on, a little wiser. So the last quote is from the Tirukkural and gives a very nice insight into the process of tapas. And I know it's some of you look at it as the favorite quote in that chapter on tapas or tavam. As the intense fire of the furnace refines gold to brilliance, so does the burning suffering of austerity purify the soul to resplendence. So there's a little suffering involved, but it's short-lived. You move on and start a new cycle of mistakes. New cycle of cleaning them up, moving out of them, and a new cycle of mistakes, a new cycle of cleaning them up, and so forth. The process doesn't end. The mistakes just get more subtle. But it's important point there is, don't get stuck in the mud. You know, pull yourself out. And Gurudeva has given us lots of tools, and the focus in his quote for the day was on darshan, the blessings of the deity and the guru, how they can be very useful in lifting these conditions and changing one's perspective instantaneously. Again, that's a beautiful statement, the way Gurudeva puts it. Instead of looking at things from the outside in an external way, oh, this, and this, in 1 second, your perspective can change. You can look at things from an inner perspective, see how it all fits together, and see how it's time to move on. Om Namah Shivaya.